NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Now with the news, Russ Ward.
The Communist Party newspaper in West Berlin today held out the prospect of Easter holiday visits across the anti-refugee wall if West Germany drops its plan to hold next month's presidential election in West Berlin. West Berliners have not been permitted to visit relatives in the communist sector since May of 1966. There has been no response to the offer from the Bonn government. The Soviet press continues its attack on the planned election in Berlin, calling it an effort to further split East and West. A report from Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
An influential Soviet magazine says the West Germans are intentionally trying to aggravate relations between the United States and the Soviet Union. The weekly Zarubizhom, abroad, says the plan to hold presidential elections in West Berlin is part of this scheme. The magazine says the international situation demands that the new American leaders radically review the bankrupt policy of their predecessors. Meanwhile, the Soviet outcry over what's called the revenge-seeking provocation of West Germany in Berlin got predictable support from the Soviet Peace Committee. This organization, always at the ready to support the Kremlin line, issued a statement of profound indignation. The statement says the Bonn leaders would not hesitate to push the European peoples into an abyss of new clashes and conflicts. Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
President Nixon is making final preparations today for his week-long trip to Western Europe, which will include a visit to West Berlin. Mr. Nixon is to leave Washington tomorrow morning. In Paris, French Foreign Minister Michel Debray today denied that President de Gaulle is trying to replace NATO and the European common market with a new four-power economic alliance that excludes the United States. Debray denounced what he called the sensational character of reports from London about the so-called directorate that would include Britain, France, West Germany, and Italy. More news after this from Ford.
Gene Rayburn for Ford. You know, most sales are pretty much alike, especially when what you're selling is cars. So why should I suggest you see your Ford dealer? Well, he's got a sale going now that's kind of different. It's a pop option sale. Pop, that's short for popular. And that's wherein the difference lies. Because Ford dealers are selling their hottest selling cars, specially equipped with their most popular option packages at special low prices. You can get the same Mustang sports roof somebody else would, only yours will have popular options already on board, like racing mirrors, racing stripe, and that performancey hood scoop. You can get the same classy Galaxy 500 with a wheelbase that's longer than its biggest competitors, but maybe you'd like yours with air conditioning. Or a wild roof. You can get vinyl on a Fairlane or a two-tone job on a Falcon. And the money you save isn't on the car at all. It's on the pop options that usually end up making the car cost lots more. So everybody's got a sale, right? But nobody's got one like your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Once again, Russ Ford.
48 B-52 bombers have dropped more than 1,400 tons of high explosives on suspected enemy positions north of Saigon in the past 24 hours. The communist seven-day Tet holiday ceasefire ended today with two more enemy assaults on Allied air installations. The enemy troops were beaten back in both attacks. 15,000 coal miners are off the job in West Virginia in a wildcat protest over inaction by the coal industry to do something about the threat of lung disease in mining operations. Dr. I.E. Buff of Charleston, West Virginia, the head of a physicians' committee on health and safety, said the state legislature would have to act unless the mine owners move ahead on their own.
I would like to see the coal industry wake up and get on the ball. I would like to see them institute dust control immediately and not say that it costs too much. This can be done. It is economically feasible. But to make the government do it is really wrong, too. We would like the industry to do this voluntarily.
Dr. I.E. Buff of Charleston, West Virginia, on health and safety problems in the state's coal mines. More in a moment.
NASCAR racing champ Davey Pearson took a close look at the Fairlane two-door hardtop offered with popular options during your Ford dealer's pop option sale.
I think they have some good deals on that. They come out with the dual racing mirrors and deluxe wheel cover, even the racing strap. I like that low price you can get it at.
How about you? There's a Fairlane all decked out with Ford's most popular options at a special low package price during the pop option sale at your Ford dealers, the place you gotta go to see what's going on.
300 hotel guests were evacuated from their rooms this morning in a Columbus, Ohio fire that was blamed on careless smoking. Former President Harry Truman, recovering from intestinal flu in a Kansas City hospital, is reported to be in satisfactory condition. Again, the hour's top story, the Communist Party newspaper in West Berlin said today, the anti-refugee wall in the divided city may be opened over the Easter holiday if West Germany calls off its plan to hold a presidential election in West Berlin next month. Russ Ward, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News.
Don't move, just leave your dial on a click, here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while on a click, here's Monitor.
You probably know it's Washington's birthday today, but what do you know about George's dancing ability? I guess I got you there, huh?
Hamburger to go with everything.
We pay for modern civilization with acid indigestion, gas, heartburn. The modern solution is Digel, the extra action antacid. Digel neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up bubbles of gas to help relax your tense, tight stomach. You feel better fast. Yes, Digel, the extra action antacid, brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L, Digel, tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
Chest cold, flu ache, rub on Musterol, rub out pain. Musterol's mustard plaster type action stimulates local circulation, draws warm healing relief to where you hurt, helps loosen congestion in your tight, achy chest. To relieve cold ache, flu ache, rub on Musterol.
I'm sure everybody within the sound of my voice right now knows about the George Washington cherry tree legend and the incident about throwing the dollar across the Potomac and his difficult days at Valley Forge. But other than that, how much do you know about his personal life, about Washington, the man? Well, our monitor guest, Mary Higgins Clark, has uncovered some fascinating facts from her research for her book, Aspire to the Heavens, A Portrait of George Washington. You know, Mary, it's amazing the number of unusual, interesting, and little-known facts revealed in your book about Washington. For one thing, I don't believe many people realize that Washington's wife, Martha, spent 8 winters with him during the bitter suffering of Valley Forge. Can you tell us something of her personal life, how she helped her husband?
I found, on doing just a tiny bit of research, that George and Martha Washington were fascinating people and had a fascinating marriage. I always had been under the impression that George was not so good with the ladies, that he'd been turned down by a couple of girls, and he had married a rich and 40-ish widow.
Mm-hmm.
So then I did some digging, and I found out that Martha was not 40. She was 26 when they were married. She was the belle of Virginia. She had been the darling of her first husband, and she was the most sought-after gal in the colonies.
Hmm.
So that put an entirely different light on her and on them. Something else, George never called her Martha. No one did.
What do they call her?
Patsy.
Patsy, why?
Well, just like Lady Bird was never called Claudia.
Well, I'll be.
And they had a great and very happy love affair for 40 years.
Now, what about George Washington's childhood? Was that a difficult time for him?
Oh, Mother was a son of a gun. She really was. She had 5 children, and she raised them with the able assistance of a whip, which she always carried at her belt.
She whipped George Washington?
Oh, I think he danced a pretty tune. That's where he learned to dance, you know, because he was called the best dancer in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
He was extremely good. In fact, during the war, on a bet, in Morristown, I believe it was, he danced with Kitty Green for 3 hours until she collapsed, Nathaniel Green's wife.
Well, this is unbelievable. Well, then, old G. Washington was not the stiff, austere, aloof man.
Oh, he was a very exciting man.
Yeah.
He really was a tremendously exciting man.
Mary, why did he lose his teeth? Is there anything about that?
Oh, poor thing. You know, when I started writing this book, one of my friends said, his love life with Martha, for Pete's sake, the only thing he could give anyone was splinters.
Because
he had these dreadful wooden teeth.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the dentistry was pretty crude in those days. He had to get wooden teeth. Of course, probably being at the front was pretty bad. You know, the food was dreadful.
Yeah.
Several times he was quite ill.
Boy, I wish I had my third grade school teacher here. I'd tell her a thing or two. She misled me all every inch of the way about the father of our country, George Washington, didn't she?
Well, you see, Parson Weems was a very old preacher, and he started all those rumors during Washington's lifetime. He was a circuit preacher, and he would go from place to place, and who did people want to hear about? The hero of the country. So he just made it up as he went along. George didn't cut down cherry trees, he planted them at Mount Vernon.
Did he really heave that dollar across the river?
I don't know. I will say that when he was a much older man, Jackie, the stepson, had some friends there, and they were having a throwing contest. They were throwing some very heavy object, horseshoes, but very, very heavy cast-iron ones. And George watched them, went, picked up one, heaved it twice as far as any of the much, much younger men could, smiled at them, and went into the house and sat down. So he was an enormously strong man. If anyone could heave it, he would have been the one who could do it.
Well, Mary, thank you for straightening out America.
Thank you for having me today, Gene. It's been fun.
Our guest, Mary Higgins Clark, author of the book Aspire to the Heavens, a portrait, an accurate, honest portrait of George Washington.
It's your good friend from walking so open the door. And shop right at home in your personal store.
It makes me feel, well, you know, pampered. Like my living room was an exciting store, and I was the only customer in it.
You can't beat Watkins for quality. What's kept them in business for over 100 years?
I like Watkins' low-pressure way.
Watkins always has something wonderful for you. New things like Centique. They call it the new international fragrance for the woman who dares to be female.
There's always a big bargain on one of their most popular products. Like Watkins' double-strength vanilla. I wouldn't feel right baking with anything else.
It won't bake out, even in a hot oven.
I guess I could keep house without Watkins' personal shopping service, but I'm glad I don't have to.
Keep your home smelling fresh with Watkins' Odor Check. Buy in stuffy old February and save 54 cents.
In the words of Stephen Foster, dear friends and gentle hearts, it may sound repetitious, and I don't mean to be vicious, but I have nowhere to go with this rhyme, except to say, what more can we say after we say, no salt, salts like Morton salt, salts. Well, we could say something else we've repeated a number of times in the past. You're on the monitor beacon.
Motor Trend Magazine has just named the 1969 Plymouth Roadrunner as Car of the Year. Listen to just a few of the reasons. Power from a standard 383 cubic inch, 335 horsepower wedge V8 engine. Smooth, fast shifts with a standard floor-mounted Hurst 4-speed gearbox. Fantastic handling from Red Streak wide tread tires and a heavy-duty suspension, both standard. And of course, a horn, just to let people know what's past. These are a few of the features that are standard on the great Roadrunner, and a few of the reasons Motor Trend chose the Bird as its Car of the Year. There's only one place to catch the Car of the Year, at your Plymouth dealer.
There's a considerable distance between players and owners in baseball today over proposed pension funds, but that's not the distance Joe Garagiola is concerned with now in Monitor Sports.
How far is the distance from home plate to first base? Well, for a guy in a slump, it can seem like 4 miles and all uphill. Actually, the rule book says that it's 90 feet, but it may not say that for too much longer. Recently, Congress authorized the National Bureau of Standards to conduct a study to determine the probable costs and the benefits to the nation of joining the international trend to measuring distances in meters rather than in feet or yards. If it were adopted, it could make a difference in a lot of sports. But baseball might feel it more than most. Now, your initial reaction might be that track would be the sport most affected, but most international and Olympic track distances are already measured in meters. But baseball would really have to make a choice. Should the distance from base to base be 27 meters? That would make the distance shorter than it is now. 28 meters would be longer. And while the pitchers might vote for that, this would be a tough year to get that rule passed. The third choice would be that home plate to first base would measure 27.4320 meters. I'll bet the groundkeepers would love that. You'd need a college degree to lay down a foul line. With the recent switch by England and Japan, only four countries now use the measurements that are most familiar to Americans. Actually, the most resistance to such a change is apt to come from the sports world, even more than from industry, commerce, or science. Can't you just see two golfers playing for their club championship? They both hit big drives, and Jones says to Smith, Go ahead and hit. You're away. Smith just smiles and says, if we measure, I think you'll find that I hit my drive just a silly millimeter longer. Whether the National Bureau of Standards will recommend the change is still not known. If they do, there's no telling when it would become effective. In England, it doesn't take effect until 1980. Would I care to make a prediction? Tell you something, that's one I wouldn't touch with a 3-meter pole. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. Now this for the associates. You know, if you're already wondering how you're going to pay your income taxes, I have just two words to say to you. Associates Finance. They're nice people with money to loan you. For taxes, for car repairs, for medical expenses, or dental expenses, for any good purpose. Chances are, there's an Associates Finance office near you. It's in the yellow pages. Associates. Nice people with money to loan you.
This is Dean Mell. Apollo 9 will lift off Friday, February 28th. For complete coverage, stay with NBC News. What's a prime topic of interest in college campuses these days? Leaving out demonstrations and sit-ins and confrontations with the authorities. Monitor's college poll investigated, and Bill Ryan, NBC News, has the results.
College poll shows, first of all, that Vietnam and the Paris talks remain the number one subject of talk on campus. That's understandable, for peace in Vietnam could mean drastic changes in the probable futures of many of the college students. Peace in Vietnam could be followed by changes in the draft rules, raising the two darkest clouds on the horizon of the current college generation. With so much riding on the Paris talks, college poll wondered how the students would handle Vietnam policy during. Well, 60% of those interviewed said the U.S. should stay in Vietnam and work out a peace from strength. Of those interviewed by college poll, 72% said they felt the United States made a mistake going into Vietnam as it did, but they felt that pulling out without a just peace would only compound what they regard as an error. In the past, college poll responses indicated that more than 60% of the students felt the U.S. government should have used a bombing halt as a device to get Hanoi's people to the bargaining table. Now that they are in Paris, 62% of those interviewed by college poll say they feel U.S. negotiators should deal with a strong hand. The majority of the students interviewed by college poll seem as puzzled by Vietnam as the general public. The students want an end to it, an end that does no violence to the national honor. They favored the bombing halt that led to the Paris talks. The majority of them anticipated it. But now that the talks are on, they say the allies should negotiate from strength. For all the demonstrations and on-campus noise, most of today's college students are no more sure of how to handle Vietnam than their elders. This is Bill Ryan, NBC News for Monitor.
A Monitor tip for the motorists now. If you get bogged down in stalled traffic during one of the snowstorms prevalent at this time of the year, keep in mind the fact that if your car's engine just idles for a long stretch of time, it can overheat and conk out. So from time to time, rev it up a bit to help the cooling system function correctly. Now this from State Farm.
I'm Al Capp, and for years I've been saying that State Farm Mutual has agents almost everywhere in the United States to help you wherever and whenever you need help. Well, I just heard of a town that doesn't have a State Farm agent, so I'd like to offer my condolences to the people of Two Guns, Arizona, both of them. For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Correct time now, 16 and one half minutes before the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, this is Marilyn May with the one and only Ella Fitzgerald singing my Lincoln Mercury song. This is a first.
Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? See, Lincoln Mercury's exciting marquee. It's pure luxury. Drive one via when a marquee is lush, handsome, roomy, and plush in a continental way. Its stunning design really sets 69. It's the hottest new line of today. Marquee makes it clear we've got the winners this year. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Thanks, Ella Fitzgerald. It's a great way to tell everybody about Marquee, the most beautiful thing that ever happened to a medium-priced car. Marquee, at your Lincoln Mercury dealers.
People on the go always seem to know Miller makes it right.
on the go, take along Miller High Life Beer in champagne golden cans. And find out for yourself why
Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Monitors ring around the world, focusing this weekend on President Nixon's European trip, which begins tomorrow. For a report on one aspect of preparations being made in London, here is Ray Shearer, NBC News, in the British capital.
When I asked one random Londoner today what he makes of the Nixon visit here beginning Monday evening, the man said, "Why is your new president traveling over here so early? Is he coming to tell us something?" Our answer was that Mr. Nixon is mainly trying to tell Europe that he is interested in Europe, and that he is coming more to listen and learn than to bring any message. To many Europeans, as the Weekly Spectator puts it this weekend, Mr. Nixon is an object of suspicion, the antithesis of the Kennedys, without great wealth or glamour or sophistication or Ivy League scriptwriters. The Weekly magazine says he represents the middle-class America of the suburbs, with whom Europeans are most familiar and therefore most unfairly contemptuous as tourists. But the magazine goes on to say that what Mr. Nixon has said about Europe in the brief period since his inauguration offers the hope that his could be the first administration since the war to treat us at our own valuation. That is a fair summary of what the literate Briton seems to think about Mr. Nixon. The president will try to reverse the process, so the dispatches from Washington indicate, by holding private meetings with ordinary citizens while he is here in London as well as in other capitals. The citizens are being selected by Ambassador David Bruce, who soon retires in favor of Mr. Nixon's friend Walter Annenberg. One gets the impression, talking to embassy officials, that rather than ordinary citizens, Mr. Nixon will sit down with carefully chosen distinguished people, be they tradesmen, union members, students, journalists, doctors, lawyers, or candlestick makers. The list of those chosen to meet with the president here Tuesday is a confidential matter, for one thing, to spare the sensibilities of those not so chosen. One British couple who live in neighboring Surrey called the American embassy and volunteered their company, saying they felt certain they were two ordinary citizens Mr. Nixon would like to spend an hour with. The offer has been declined with thanks. Ray Shearer, NBC News, London.
Monitors ring around the world, this week concentrating on President Nixon's trip to Europe. We'll have reports from some of the other host cities later today. And in a few moments, we'll bring you a sampling of opinions by Washingtonians concerning the wisdom of the president's making the trip. Now, a few opinions sampled at random in Washington, D.C., where Monitor's Linda Sutter asked students at American University what they thought about the president's trip.
I'm not sure whether a trip such as the one which he is contemplating will be very important. I just don't know really what consequences it would have.
Do you think that a trip to some other place might be more important?
No, I don't. No, I really don't see why it would be important for the President of the United States to make a personal appearance someplace. I mean, I don't understand how that could be important.
I don't think he should go for the simple reason that President Nixon, well, they're having so much trouble in Europe, good chance of him getting assassinated, you know, with riots in Paris, riots in Germany, all over Europe against U.S. embassies. I mean, it'd be terrible with security risks. They were so afraid during the inauguration parade and all the trouble they had down on 13th Street. I seriously don't think he should go for that reason.
Well, I think considering the fact that Mr. Nixon barely won the election, that he should travel around his own country and get the opinions of his own people as to why he, you know, barely made it and before he goes, you know, trotting off to Europe.
Some random views on the president's trip, but considering the small number, not really conclusive evidence of a general trend. So we'll be bringing you many more of these man-in-the-street opinions throughout the weekend on Monitor.
Was a very good year for salt. Morton introduced a new salt that poured when it rained. For 57 years, it's been true. Every time Morton does something new, America shakes a little better.
Oh,
Campbell's soups are.
That's what Campbell's chicken soups are.
Mmm, good.
Have a bowl of sunshine for lunch today. Campbell's chicken noodle soup is just glowing with golden chicken, golden egg noodles.
That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
A little bit of slick there, Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass. We've got an item here, which is a sort of postscript to last weekend's program when Monitor covered the pros and cons of the FCC's proposal to ban broadcast cigarette advertising at the expiration of current legislation on June 30th. A bill was introduced in the California state legislature this week to ban all kinds of cigarette ads, newspapers, magazines, and on billboards, as well as radio and TV. Monitor will continue to keep you informed of developments in this area, as well as keep you up with all of the other important news. News on the Hour in just a few moments coming up here. Gene Rayburn.